好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是摩西拒绝神的呼召。
The sermon title today is Moses rejected God's calling.
开始讲到一些有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你赐给我们有你的话语。
Thank you, Lord. You give us your words.
你也诚实的、真实的将摩西的生命向我们展明、展现出来。
And you just clearly just display your words at this that to us.
我们仿佛从摩西的生命当中也看到了自己。
Seems like from Moses' life, we see ourselves.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
帮助我们去思考蒙你的呼召是什么意思。
Please just help us to think. And what does that mean that you received the calling from you?
以及拒绝你的呼召又意味着什么？
Also, what does that mean to reject your calling?
谢谢主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，摩西拒绝神的呼召。
Moses rejected God's calling.
可能我们听到这个题目觉得很奇怪，对吧？
When we heard this title, maybe we think it's very strange.
心里边想，什么？摩西竟敢拒绝神的呼召？
And we just wonder, how can Moses reject God's calling?
当然了。
Of course.
呀，不但是摩西，即使是你我，难道拒绝神的呼召还少吗？
Not only Moses, even you and I, haven't we also refused many times to God?
想一想，主耶稣基督的大使命颁布了两千多年啦。
The Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ was given more than 2,000 years ago.
我们可以扪心自问，我们是领受了还是拒绝呢？
Just ask ourselves, have we received it or have we rejected it?
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
呀，没人信我，怎么办？
What if the people don't believe me?
我想可能人拒绝神呼召的第一个理由就是被人拒绝，对吧？
The first reason many of us rejected God's calling is the fear of being rejected by others.
我去传福音，别人不听啊。
If I go to share the gospel and people do not just listen,
我去做见证，别人不理呀。
When I want to witness the Lord and people just don't care about me,
我跟教会的弟兄姐妹讲吩咐什么，大家都不理我呀。
When I tell brothers and sisters things what to do, they don't listen.
显而易见，此路不通嘛，对吧
？So this way, it seems it doesn't work.
如此这般，还让我领受什么呼召呢？
In this kind of situation, how can I receive the calling from God?
呀，首先是他们必不信我。
First, no one will believe me.
一个信主的人，随之而来的就是走上使命的道路啊。
So, think about this. The moment a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, he or she is called to walk on the path of mission.
但是当我们去传福音的时候呢？
Yet, as soon as we just take the first step to share the gospel,
却发现我们所传的有回去，有谁会去相信呢？
We're just stuck just by the painful question, who will believe what I say?
我相信这不单只是我们的经历和感受吧。
This is not only just our just experience, right?
呀，应该是自古以来所有的属灵人的共同心痛，会不会？
It has been the heartache of God's faithful servants throughout the ages.
就是先知以赛亚曾经这么讲过呀。
The prophet Isaiah just used to cry out.
他说：“我们所传的，有谁信呢？”
Who has believed our message?
耶和华的膀臂又向谁去显露呢？
And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
所以这么样看来的话呢，哎，摩西的体会和经历并不孤单呢。
So Moses too just wrestled with this fear.
他担心以色列人不相信他。
So he worried that the Israelites would not believe him.
那自然也不会听从他所说的话嘛。
That they would not listen to his words.
我想这是每一个凭信心走出来服侍神的人所共有的共同忧心，会不会啊？
And truly, isn't that the same concern every servant of God faces when stepping out in faith?
可能心里边会与他有会一同犯嘀咕啊。
In those quiet moments, we may just find ourselves whispering in doubt.
怎么耶和华并没有向你我显现呢？
Has the Lord really appeared to you? Has he really called me?
难道我真的是神所呼召的那一位吗？
Lord, am I truly the one you have called?
其实这种经历和感受不一定是做牧师传道人，可以 elaborate 去联想到其他的角色也是一样的。
In fact, actually, this kind of feeling can just also just that not only the pastor minister is to everyone.
啊，如果我在公司里当一个老板，对吧？
If I'm the boss in a company,
哪一个员工不听话，一句话开了就走了，对吧？
If the employee does not listen, I may just come fire him.
啊，可能会比较容易啦。
Maybe that's easy.
手中掌握的权力。
So the one who holds the authority in hand.
但是有一天，当你这个角色变了，你不是当老板，你当父母，当丈夫，哎，妻子。可能儿女可能这一旦进入到 有感情有亲情的角色就会发生变化的。
However, if the position change, it's become just like a maybe spouse or parents, and the things will change.
Yeah, 所谓家人就是那些最不听你话的人，对吧？
As a family members, they're the one, they just don't listen.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know the reason?
家人之间的互相，我就赌你一样东西啊。
Because among family members, we just have the like the something just we hold in hand.
家人之间就是赌你心中那份不忍啊。
So in family member, we just kind of just take advantage of the your just merciful heart.
所以有一天，当这个关系破裂的时候
，Therefore, if one day the relation just broke,
当你真的忍心去做某些事情的时候
，If you just set your mind and to do something,
那关系也就破裂了吧。
And then the relation will be broken.
呀，摩西当时也是如此这样啊。
It's the same situation for Moses during the time.
他可能想的还没去呢，就想着以色列不会听他的话了。
Before he went, and he just thought the Israelites will not listen.
我想他这个忧虑也是你我的共同忧虑了。
I think Moses his fear and hesitation is same as us.
其次呢，是你手里是什么呢
？Secondly, what is that in your hand?
面对摩西的忧虑，神就有话去反问摩西啦。
In response to Moses' fear and hesitation, God asked him. 耶和华
神就问摩西：“你手里拿的是什么呀？”
The Lord is asking, "What is that in your hand?"
这是我想我们很容易忽略的一件事情吧。
So how easily we overlook this question?
一个相信了耶稣基督的人
，For everyone who has believed in Jesus Christ,
有没有想过我们手中有什么呀
？Have you ever rethink that? So what's in your hand?
我们的心里边有什么呀？
So what fill our hearts?
我们的眼中看见的是什么呢
？What do our eyes see?
或者再进一步深入的讲，我们灵里边拥有什么
？I just go further. So what do we possess in our spirit?
当然，摩西的回答很简单，我手中有杖啊。
Moses answered very simply, a staff.
啊，就是一根普通的木头嘛。
It's an ordinary wood.
也是个普通的杖。
A very ordinary staff.
也是当时所有牧羊人手中所持的平常之物啊。
It's the simple tool of the special shepherd.
但是如果你没有一颗平常心呢
？If you do not have the humble heart,
你就看不见这杆平常的杖。
In that case, we just fail to see the ordinary in this that we just fail to see the extraordinary in the ordinary.
按照人的想象呢
？So according to the human thinking,
我们至少需要一个。哎呀，分贝高的大喇叭，对吧
？We may just imagine we need something just a grand, maybe a loudspeaker.
有一个质量好的扩音器啊。
Or just a the quality one, the powerful amplifier.
最好还有一个 AI 说明器，会不会啊
？Or in the modern age, an AI explainer.
遇见有什么不懂，就让 AI 来替自己去说服以色列人呢、啊？
And the AI explainer just can help us just persuade others that we don't know what to say.
我们知道人心比万物都诡诈，对吧
？And the human heart is deceitful above all things.
靠山靠海靠人，就是不想去依靠神呢。
We would rather depend on the mountains, the sea, or on the people, anything but God himself.
我们的人本主义在我们心里边扎根扎得太深了。
The humanism just comes deeply rooted in our heart.
最后，我们信的是耶和华呀。
Finally, the one we believe.
耶和华对摩西怎么说呢
？So what did God just told Moses?
他说你把杖丢在地上试试。
The Lord said to Moses, "Throw your staff on the ground."
他一丢下去就变成一条蛇。
So Moses threw it down, and it became a snake.
那摩西一看呢
？So when Moses saw that,
可能马上吓得就逃跑了。
He ran from it in fear.
耶和华对摩西怎么说呢？
But the Lord said to Moses,
他说你伸出手来拿住他的尾巴呀。
The Lord said, reach out your hand and take it by the tail.
他必在你的手中仍然变成一根杖。
And the snake just turned back into the staff in your hand.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
一根平常的杖与不平常的神的话语相遇就会显得不平凡了。
A simple staff, when it just meets the word of God, becomes something extraordinary.
更何况摩西生命的主题并不是人们是否相信他呀。
The central issue was never whether people would believe in Moses.
乃是要叫他们信耶和华是他们祖宗的神呢。
The true purpose was that they might believe the Lord, the God of their fathers.
就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神啊。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
正是因为如此这般的神向你们想显现。
So the Lord, it just appeared to you.
服侍神的人不是主题。
Those who serve God are not meant to be the focus of faith.
但是服侍神的人背后的神才是人生命中的主题。
It is the God behind the servant who is the true thing of life and the ministry.
你们想过为什么父母管教儿女就这么难呢？
Have you ever wondered how can it so difficult for the parents to discipline the children?
因为父母总有一个错误的观念。
Because parents has a wrong concept.
总有一个与生俱来的误会。
And has a misunderstanding just from birth.
就是要儿女要听我的话呀。
And they just think the children they should listen to us.
那妻子也得听我的话呀。
My wife should listen to me.
家庭成员若是不听我的话呢？
If the family member don't listen to me,
那我在这个家庭还有什么意义呢？
Then what is the meaning for me to stay in this house?
就变得没有意义了嘛。
It becomes meaningless.
但是我们做家长的往往误会在这里了。
And that is a misunderstanding for the parents.
试问一下，你的话有什么好听啊？
Think about this. So what's good about your words?
如果做父母的没有认清这件事情的本质的话呢？
If the parents does not understand about the essence of this,
你会痛苦一生的。
And you will just suffer all your life.
我父亲当年就很痛苦。
And at the time, my father, he suffered.
他就对，他年纪老了，对身边的我们的朋友啊，亲朋好友在说话了。
When my father gets old, and he just talked to the people around him.
他说我这辈子啊，在教养儿女的事上，我是一个失败者。
And he said, in my whole life, and in just that, raising the children, I'm the failure.
那其他的朋友说怎么会呢？
So the friend is asking how come?
你看你的四个孩子一个比一个优秀。
And they said, look at your children. They're each one of them. They're very outstanding.
你看这四个孩子从东方走到西方，回头率都是200%的。
So look at your children, just from east to the west, and they just are so successful.
然后我爸爸说，他们从来不听我的话呀。
However, my father answered them, but they just never listened to me.
当时我们谁都不说话。
During that time, we just didn't say a word.
但是我认真想了一下。
However, when I think it through.
难道不是好在没有听你的话吗？
Isn't that true? And thank God we just didn't listen to you.
我们家四个孩子最后全部都信了耶稣。
And all my for all the children in our family, we all believe in Jesus.
全部都听了耶和华上帝的话。
We all listen to God's words.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果说我们的生命的焦点不对准神
，If our focus of life is not the facing God,
把人需要信耶稣的主题转化为人需要信我。那就悲哀啦。
If we change the theme that for people to believe in God to believe in people, then that's in vain.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
拙口笨舌当如何
？What should I do when I am slow of speech?
这是摩西心中的第二个忧虑了。
That was Moses' second concern.
就是自己没有口才，甚至是拙口笨舌，对吧
？His fear that he lacked eloquence and that he was slow of speech and the tongue.
那么他是如何阐述自己的拙口笨舌呢？
How did Moses kind of explain about his situation?
首先在面对他承认，他说我本是拙口笨舌的。
First of all, I'm naturally slow of speech and the tongue.
我想想我自己从小到大，我就是拙口笨舌的。
And for me, since I was a child, I'm just the one. I'm slow of speech.
圣经说摩西对耶和华是怎么说的呢？
So the Bible just said how Moses told the Lord.
他说主啊，我素日不是能言的人。
So Moses said, "Oh my Lord, I'm not eloquent."
就是你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌的。
Neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant, I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue.
摩西所说的"我本是拙口笨舌的"，
So notice Moses' words, neither in the past.
在这节经文里边，又是数日，又是本世的，对吧？
So he mentioned neither in the past and I am.
你没发现有什么问题吗？
Did you catch a problem?
什么叫数日啊？
What does in the past mean?
什么是本世啊？
And what does I am mean?
数日就是平常的日子。
The phrase in the past refers to ordinary days.
本是指的就原本就是。
By nature points to our original state.
或者起初就是。
Or who we were from.
请问谁能够在原本处说话呢？
So who can speak from the original state?
谁又能够在起初创天造地呢？
Who can speak from the very beginning? Who had that when heaven and earth were created?
这难道不也是我们的人本主义吗？
Isn't that, in a sense, our human-centered way of thinking?
仿佛在我们的心思意念中只有自己。
As if in our minds, there is only us.
呀，唯有人类的丰功伟绩。
Only human achievements, only the glory and the accomplishment of people.
唯有埃及法老所建的那些金字塔。
Only the pyramids that are established just by the pharaoh.
或者只能看见希特勒这样的伟人们在挥手啊。
Or just like the great man like Hitler, just waving his hands.
也有一些大国的领袖为人类指明方向。
Or the leader of the great nation to give the guidance.
其次，试问谁造人的口呢？
Secondly, who made man's mouth?
看来摩西是没有搞清楚状况啊。
It seems that Moses did not yet fully understand the situation.
以为是我的口才我做主，会不会？
He thought it's my eloquence that matters.
我的才能我夸口啊。
And so.My talent to boast of.
呀，耶和华对他怎么说呢？
How did God tell him?
那请问谁造人的口呢？
The Lord asked him, Who gave man his mouth?
请问是谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎的呢？
God also asked, Who makes him mute or deaf, seeing or blind?
难道不是我耶和华吗？
Isn't it not I, the Lord?
神从本源与起初之处与摩西对话。
God speaks to Moses from the very source, from the beginning itself.
请问谁才是那一位创天造地的大主宰呢？
Who then is the true master of creation, the one who formed heaven and earth?
你摩西认为的数日就是那平常日，难道不也是耶和华的日子吗？
Moses' ordinary days, aren't they ultimately the Lord's days?
你摩西的本事难道不是我耶和华来决定的吗？
Moses' original nature, isn't it determined by the Lord himself?
所以换句话讲，人在神的呼召面前呢？
In other words, in face of God's calling,
除了说我在这里，你应该没有别的话可说。
There's nothing left for a human to say except, Here I am, Lord.
神说有就有，命立就立。
And God's word just stands so firm.
你没有的，他加给你。
The things you do not have, God will give it to you.
好，最后是耶和华必赐你口才呀。
Finally, the Lord will give you the words.
没有口才，难道神不能赐予吗？
Lacking eloquence.Does that mean God cannot give you?
特别是在公共场合，会不会啊？
Especially in public setting, right?
可能很多人在私下都能说会道。
Perhaps you can speak fluently in private.
甚至是语惊四座，会不会啊？
Or speak something just kind of astonishing people.
但是一旦去到公共场合，哎，不会说话了。
But the moment you face a crowd, the words fail you.
但是今天的经文说什么说呢？
But today's passage reminds us that
他说主必指教你所当说的话。
The Lord will teach you what to say.
那耶稣也同样这么教导门徒了。
Jesus also taught his disciples.
他说当你们被交给公会，
When you are brought before councils,
当然就是犹太人的公会了。
Means the Jewish councils.
主就预言了你们会被鞭打的。
God already just pretold you may be beaten.
但是重要的是你们要为主的缘故在众人面前做见证。
Yet the important thing is to testify for the Lord before all.
现在北京的西安教会有很多牧者很多传道人都被抓到监狱里边去了。
Now many just pastor and minister from the church of theXi'an Church in Beijing were just arrested.
这些牧师们去到监狱里边就开始研究怎么在监狱里边向人传福音了。
So they were in prison. They just kind of learned just how to share the gospel in prison.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们无论光景怎样，处境如何
，Dear brothers and sisters, no matter what kind of circumstance we're at,
都不能改变我们传福音、做见证的使命啊。
It just cannot change our mission to share the gospel.
耶稣教导门徒说，你们被交给公会。
So Jesus taught his disciples that you will just be brought before a council.
你们不但要被鞭打，你们还要继续为我做见证。
Not only you may be beaten, the most important thing, you need to testify for us.
但是没有口才怎么办呢？
So what if you just feel you do not have eloquence?
神就说了，神会教你说话的。
God already said, I will teach you what to say.
你要说什么话，圣灵会感动你说话的。
The Holy Spirit will move your heart to say what you need to say.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Therefore,
重要的不是我们有多少能力啊，
It is not about our ability,
也不在乎我们有多少口才，有多少财富，
or our eloquence, or even our wealth.
乃是我们在乎神是不是与我们同在啊。
So what's truly matter is whether God is with us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
请问在你的生命当中，
Let me ask you, in your life,
你是如何看待自己的拙口笨舌呢？
How do you just look at yourself that you are just a short of
还是你相信到了关键的时候圣灵被赐给你当说的话呢？
Or do you just focus on just by the critical time moment that the Holy Spirit will teach you how to say?
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
要不如就另请高明吧。
Maybe we should just ask an expert.
要马丁路德曾经这么讲过。
Martin Luther used to say this.
他说人呢、啊、如果不是蒙神的呼召，
If a person is not called by God,
就应该逃避做传道、做牧师的。
He should avoid just becoming a preacher.
就好像逃避地狱的火一样。
As he would avoid the fire of hell.
如今神的呼召临到摩西。
Now God's call came to Moses.
摩西又做何回应呢？
How did he respond?
首先，谁爱去的谁去嘛。
First of all, whoever loves to go should go.
对于摩西的反应，我们应该不难理解，对吧？
In light of Moses' reaction, it is not hard to
understand. 离开了埃及王宫四十年了。
After 40 years away from the Egyptian palace.
在旷野与羊为伴。
Living in the wilderness with sheep.
以天为被，为地为床，对吧？
And with the sky as his blanket and with the ground as his bed.
可能每年都说不上几句话呀。
Maybe he hardly spoke a few words this day.
久而久之，说话的能力、处理问题的能力也都会减弱呀，同意吧？
Over time, his ability to speak and to handle complex situations naturally weakened.
特别是摩西一想到马上就要投入一场非常复杂的人际关系当中。
For Moses, thinking about immediately entering a complicated web of human relationship.
甚至回到埃及就会有危险呐。
And even returning to Egypt.Where danger might await him.
因此拒绝也是情理之中的事情啊。
It is understandable that he hesitated.
只是摩西对神的态度缺乏敬畏。
However, Moses' attitude toward God lacked proper reverence.
口气吧也略带傲慢。
And his tone was somewhat arrogant.
其实他可以谦卑地分享困难啊。
In reality, he could have humbly shared his difficulties.
坦诚自己的软弱与惧怕。
Openly acknowledging his weaknesses and fears.
有事儿说事儿啊。
Speak the matter as it is.
他没有必要发情绪耍态度啊。
There's no need for unnecessary emotion or attitude.
他可以跟神讲，神的，我四十年没回去了。
He can tell the Lord, God, I just haven't been back for 40
years. 而且去到埃及有危险呐。
There should be difficult that the danger when I go back.
你真觉得我去没问题吗？
Do you think it is okay for me to go?
我心里有些害怕呀。
I have fear.
那你想神会怎么回答他？
So think about this. How God would respond to him?
我们不知道，但我相信神必赐给他力量。
And we don't know the answer, but I believe God will give him the ability.
但是他可惜没有这样子谦卑的分享，对吧？
It's a pity he did not just share just humbly.
发情绪耍态度，神会怎么对待他呢？
So when he just gave just that release the emotion and attitude, how would God do?
所以其次，神向摩西发怒了。
Secondly, the anger of the Lord was.
我们的神是因为怎么样的神呢？请问
，What kind of God is our God?
他是因为不轻易发怒的神呐。
He's a God who does not easily become angry.
但是此时此刻也直接向摩西发怒了。
At this moment, God directly expressed his anger toward Moses.
神的怒气是对摩西画出一条清楚的界限。
God's anger was not just the arbitrary, it was a setting boundaries.
上帝的意思是什么意思呢？
What did God mean?
意思是说你摩西是有我耶和华的呼召的。
God is trying to tell him, Moses, you are indeed called.
你的呼召不是空穴来风的。
This is not a random idea.
况且你的困难也不会大过我耶和华赐给你的能力的。
Besides, your difficulties are never greater than my power, the Lord's power.
难道你忘了吗？你的哥哥亚伦是很有口才的呀。
So have you forgotten your brother, this Aaron? He is eloquent.
而且你们的兄弟的感情是好的呀。
And your brotherly relationship is strong.
你为何要担忧呢
？Why do you worry?
耶稣也怎么说呢
？Jesus also said.
他说你们要先求他的国和他的义啊。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
你所忧虑的一切东西，神都要加给你们的。
And all these things will be given to you as well.
所以不要为明日忧虑了。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
何必担心以后不会说话呢
？Why you just worry about that you are not good in speech later?
你刚想说话，神的话语就临到你这里了。
When you're about to speak, and the God's words will just come to you.
我常常有这种经历了。
And I also experience that often.
每次主日学和门训，坦率讲都没有全然的备课的。
So each time, like on Sunday school and the discipleship, and sometimes I'm not just fully prepared.
这种方式没有办法真正的去一字一句的备课的。
Because it is very difficult just to prepare like on this every detail.
那牧师回应弟兄姐妹的答案，这问题怎么来的呀
？So how did pastor just respond to the brother
sister? 难道不是圣灵随处随在以马内利的供应和陪伴吗
？Isn't it just with the Holy Spirit's presence?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
跟随主的道路啊
，So to follow God's path,
就必须以信心来跟随。
We must follow in faith.
来不得半点忧虑的。
Leaving no room for anxiety.
前怕狼，后怕虎，你怎么走路嘛
？If you have all this anxiety around you, how can you just move forward?
你刚刚得到一样东西，马上就忧虑，后面、前面、左右刚刚失去的东西，那你怎么做人呐
？So when you just receive something and then you just worry for a new future, so how do you move on?
患得患失的生命。不讨神喜悦的。
So the life of anxiety is not pleased by God.
好，最后是指教当行的事。
Finally, God teaches what to do.
摩西领受了神的呼召。
When Moses received God's calling,
就伴随着神的应许。
It came together with God's promises.
那神应许他什么呢
？What did God promise him?
一是服侍神的能力。
First, the ability to serve God.
二是神必赐下更多更大的恩赐。
Second, the assurance that God would grant even greater gifts.
于是耶和华就对摩西说话了。
Then the Lord said to Moses.
他说你要将所当说的话传给他，就是亚伦的哥哥了。
You should speak to him, meaning Aaron, what to say.
啊，我也要赐给你口才。
And I will give you eloquence.
后来我们发现摩西的口才也很好。
And actually, later we just noticed Moses has very good eloquence.
不但如此，耶和华说，我又要指教你所当行的事。
And the Lord also said, and I will just teach you both what to do.
这在以后的日子都得到印证了。
This promise was fulfilled over time.
摩西的口才以及属灵的恩赐是越来越丰盛啊。
Moses' eloquence and the spiritual gifts grew increasingly abundant.
以后亚伦要替摩西对百姓说话。
Later, Aaron would speak to the people of Moses' behalf.
特别是一开始。
Especially at the very beginning.
啊，摩西要以亚伦做他的口。
Moses was to regard Aaron as his mouth.
亚伦要以你摩西当作神呢。
And Aaron was to regard Moses as God's messenger.
意思就是说，要透过摩西来传达神的旨意。
Meaning God's will was communicated through Moses.
更何况。摩西手里要拿着杖
Moreover,
好行神迹呢
Moses held the staff in his hand to perform miracles
啊，大卫也说你的杖你的竿都安慰我
So David also said in Psalm that your staff and your rod will just comfort me
摩西的杖也要行神迹管教和安慰神的百姓
So Moses' staff will just perform miracles exercise discipline and bring comfort to God's people
好感谢主
Praise the Lord.
摩西在拒绝神的呼召的过程当中呢
，During the process of resisting God's call，
他其实是经历的是自己的软弱。
Moses experienced his own weakness.
他明白信心的对象。
He came to understand who the object of his faith really is.
他也认清了神的主权。
Also, he recognized God's sovereignty.
最后，终于调整好自己当有的态度了。
At the end, adjusted his attitude accordingly.
那么，请问你我呢？
So what about you and me?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你啊。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主在我们心中掌权，好让我们真实能够尊主为大。
Lord, may you have a sovereignty in our hearts so we can just be just and in reverence to you.
让我们了解领受神呼召的意义。
And just help us to understand and receive the meaning of the receiving God's calling.
求神帮助我们趁着年轻快快的服侍神。
May God just help us while we're still at young age, we can serve you.
呀，不要等着像摩西这样80岁才开始领受神的呼召。
And not to just wait until like Moses age 80 to receive God's call.
最后是垂垂老矣，走完最后的40年。
At the end, just kind of slowly and in his older age to finish the final 40 years.
当然，因为神供应给他力量。
Of course, because God is giving strength.
我们看见摩西是虽老犹能犹荣啊。
And we just see that Moses, although he's old, however, he has God's glory.
好了，我们无论得时不得时，总要服侍神。
And therefore, no matter in season or out of season, we just should serve God.
无论在怎样的光景当中，都可以领受神的呼召。
No matter in what kind of circumstance we are, we can serve God.
谢谢恩主听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.